have you heard the news of late? How Republicans in state after state are launching big legislative fights against women's reproductive rights.
To the Grannies for coming and being a part of our action today. That was a treat, as always.
I'm so thrilled to see so many young women and men who have come out today for reproductive rights. You give us hope for the future.
Next, I want to introduce my good friend Ben Ratliff, who's here today to represent the International Socialist Organization, their Madison branch. There was a really great article today from a conservative news site that was like complaining about the fact that Wisconsin Now and the ISO teamed up on this issue. It just went to show, they said, how radical we are. Damn straight. I feel radical about this. And furthermore, the only reason that anti-choice groups don't want us to team up is because we're more powerful together. And so I'm really psyched that all of our groups are here today. NARAL, International Socialist Organization in Wisconsin Now. And I'm psyched that you're here, Ben.
We really got to do this a lot more often. Right? This is great. Shining a light in a pretty dark place, you know. And when we were up at a couple weeks ago at the committee hearing, I guess the public hearing, you know, just listening to person after person who knows better, get up in front of that committee and talk about how dangerous this bill is going to be for women, and then to watch the arrogant disregard on the faces of the people pushing this bill, it was really, it was pretty frightening knowing that these are the kind of people who are running this state. When the Wisconsin Medical Society gets up and tells you how dangerous this bill is going to be for women, you know, there's really no other question about it. This isn't about saving lives. This isn't about protecting unborn children. This is about misogynistic hate, plain and simple. As someone who identifies as a male, I can't even begin to imagine that fear that goes along with having to make that choice. I can't imagine what it's like to have to face that choice and then to have that choice taken away from you. What I also can't imagine is a more perfect tyranny than a government having absolute control over something that's growing inside of it. That too is frightening. And you know, if we can't educate them with all the facts and all the science and all the experiences that people brought to that room and the committee, then we're gonna have to just go educate everybody else. And I think that's why these rallies are so important, to bring people together to do just that and to be really loud. There are two other places I was thinking about this idea of this undemocratic government, this tyranny. There are two other places that came to mind where that same kind of lack of democracy and regard for human life that I think is pretty apparent right now. One is in the policing of black communities, and the other is in low-wage work in places that have no unions. And right now, as I'm sure everybody is aware here, people who are living under their own tyrannies are fighting back in some really loud, really important ways that are beginning to change people's minds about the issue they're fighting around. The Black Lives Matter movement and the Fight for 15. And they're doing so by being disruptive and with very clear and unapologetic messaging. Black Lives Matter, for one. We want $15 in a union, and the oft-heard phrase, shut it down. And they've been doing just that. This, as Dana mentioned, the town hall, whatever they're called, that blog, whatever, Chelsea Shields from Wisconsin Right to Life says we're all a bunch of radicals, and frankly, I think she says that, she's trying to marginalize us, but I think she says that because she doesn't know what radical is, honestly. And I suggest that what we're doing up here is about defending a woman's right to choose to actually to have children or to not have children when and where she decides. We're also up here, I believe, fighting for those children to live in a world where they don't have to worry about being killed by racist police, where they don't have to worry about the insecurity of a job that doesn't pay them enough to live, or without protections and having, you know, and having a union. And I think when that assembly comes up again, we're going to come back, and we're just going to have to keep coming back and fighting until we change things. So thank you for being here. I'll see you soon.
Building, and we're really excited today to be a part of this event, sponsoring this event with NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin, and I will now turn it over to Eliza to talk on their behalf.
Well, hello. You all look so damn sexy in blue. It's amazing. It's incredible to see this. I got shivers walking up in single file the way to the front door of this building. And I felt a little bit more Wisconsin as a result, so thank you. I wrote this speech an hour ago, so excuse the reading. We're here today to send a message to our government. We can see you, and we know what you're doing. Many of the people here know how hard it is already to get an abortion in Wisconsin. Barriers of cost, geography, and access force many women to delay acting on a decision they've long since made. There are only 4 abortion clinics in our state, and none provide abortions in the second half of pregnancy. Already, women are forced to travel out of state and forced to remain pregnant longer than they want to be. Governor Walker closed clinics, stripped services, and put in place laws designed to humiliate those of us who exercise our constitutional right. Never satisfied, now he's going after the doctors, any doctor, who may need to treat a pregnant woman in need of critical care. Make no mistake, this bill is the Republicans' attempt at misdirection. They wave a cape in front of us and tell us that they're looking out for babies. Lift the curtain and what you see is the age-old practice of throwing women under the bus to serve a man's political ambition. Today, we don't just stand against something. We stand for something. We stand for one another and every woman's right to decide her future. Today, we may feel under attack. Today, we may feel like our needs and rights are not being considered in this building. But let me assure you, this is temporary. Together, we will stand, and together, we will be heard. Thank you, Ms. Wilson.
Tell me what a feminist looks like. That's right.
Hi everybody, my name is Joanna. I'm with the National Organization for Women in Wisconsin in Madison here. I had so...
Would it be better without the mic?
Is it better this way?
This way?
Yes.
Okay. Come to the middle. Is that better? Yes. Where I stand or where the
right
speaker
there.
Is?
Yeah, right there. And actually, you can put the speaker on that diamond.
How's that? Is that better? Okay. I had so much I wanted to come here and say, I had to narrow it down. I literally had to write like 2 pages to make it shorter. Oh my God. So like Eliza, I had to write it down. I didn't forget it all. So I apologize. But first of all, I want to thank you all for being here. Oh my God, this is way overdue. And we need to do this more often, really. We need to come together like this more often. I wish there were more people here, but I understand it's a weird time of the day. People are working, but we'll do it again. We'll do it again real soon. 1973, Roe versus Wade guaranteed every woman the right to an abortion. If the fetus is not viable. After its viability, states can ban abortion as long as there is a health exception. It is widely cited by medical experts and organizations that viability is 23 to 24 weeks. Well, now we've got this argument as to how to figure out the fetal age, but we'll get to that. In the past 40 years, the Supreme Court has never wavered on that. It's also widely cited by medical experts or organizations that fetal pain perception is not likely until 24 weeks and that post-fertilization is not a recognized medical term or a method for determining fetal age. So why now? Why this ban? Why is the party of more constitution, less government bringing this up now all of a sudden? They're so concerned about waiting periods and state-sanctioned rape that is a forced transvaginal ultrasound. Yet Senator Van Wongard, I don't know if I say his name right, I mess it up every time, says it's inconvenient, inexpensive, and a waste of valuable time to require a cooling off period for purchasing a constitutionally protected firearm. But damn it, pregnant women, you gotta wait. You gotta drive far, and you gotta spend a lot of money, and you gotta take time off of work. Oh, but to get that gun, man. I'm sorry, I get heated about that one. And let's be real. Pregnancy is a medical condition. Abortion is a medical procedure. As a woman myself, I chose a first trimester abortion at the age of 19. And I can tell you I've never regretted it. I've never looked back. So I don't know who they're talking about. And maybe there are people that regret it, and I feel bad for them. I do. I didn't. I'm also a mother,
of two. I am an adopted mother of one. I'm an adopted grandmother of two, and one on the way. And that one on the way is a girl. And I'm afraid for my teenage daughter. I'm afraid for that little girl when she comes into the world. I'd like to read something that I wrote a bit ago to Scott Walker. I'm sorry, I'm getting long here, but man, I got a lot to say. How dare you call yourself pro-life, Governor Walker? You took away health care for thousands. You've done nothing for the state's homeless population. Do you even know how many children and seniors are hungry? How many have to choose between medication and food? You could care less for the victims of rape. You could care less for workers and students. You took money away from the state parks. What the hell for? You have the gall to say raping a woman with a medical device is for the protection of the mother and the baby. How? You let drunk drivers off with a hand slap, a fine, and over again to potentially kill, yet incarcerating marijuana users who harm no one. You are taking away the 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases, knowing full well someone in the fit of rage may kill, yet a woman waiting, wanting an abortion must wait 24 hours. What is being done about racial disparity? Like Eliza said, distraction. Hello, squirrel. Police brutality, equality amongst all gender identities. Don't you dare call yourself pro-life, Governor Walker. You are pro-greed, pro-spotlight, pro-control, pro-lying. You have destroyed this beautiful state. You've done what you've set out to do. You've divided us. You've pleased your base. And you know we're going to fight. You're getting your show for your presidency, and it is on.
I've already talked a lot today, so I will keep it brief. I'm Dana Long, I'm the president of the Wisconsin chapter of the National Organization for Women. If you are not following now on Facebook, please do, because this is the beginning. We know that sometime this summer, Governor Walker is really thrilled and excited to announce that he's probably going to run for president. Well, goddammit, I'm excited too. I'm excited about that because I have a lot of things to say to a lot of people about him running for president, and I intend to do it in ways like this. I'm not going to be nice about it. So follow us on Facebook and please intend to be involved in the future. Don't throw your gowns away. If you want to put them in the boxes outside, we'll be keeping these sweaty pieces of magic for future use. I wanted to say just a little bit today about the bill that has brought us here. This is by no means the only attack on women's health in the last couple of years, in the last decade, but it is one of the most egregious and invasive abortion bans in the entire country, happening right here in Wisconsin. There's no exception in this 20-week abortion ban for victims of rape and incest, and I have heard it said by more than one legislator that victims of rape and incest don't have abortions at or close to 20 weeks. That is a bold-faced lie. That is a total lie, and as a person who works for an abortion fund and talks with women who are seeking abortions, I can tell you I've spoken with three in the last month who needed an abortion at or around 20 weeks because they were victims of rape, including two women living in homeless shelters. Those are the women who will not be given exceptions to this abortion ban. So any time you hear a politician say that, that's an absolute lie. This is a bill based on junk science. The doctors in the community won't say the word out loud, but I will, quacks. Quacks is the correct terminology for the kind of science being presented about fetal pain. But I don't even want to focus on that, because at the end of the day, I believe that women have the right to make decisions about their own lives in consultation with their physicians and their families. And I'm not going to ask Dr. Walker about the freckle in my vulva, and I don't think he has any effing business talking about any other women's healthcare issues with me either. So, that is the statement that I hope that we made today, but it's a statement that I would like us to make over and over again. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming out today and being a part of this action. This is not the end of the road. As he gets closer to announcing his short-lived, hopefully, campaign, we'll be planning more actions in this same vein, and I appreciate it a lot. Again, you can go on social media and participate more in this action by using the hashtag AskDrWalker. If you took a picture of your appointment request slip, you can tweet that out using that hashtag. I can think of a lot of really clever uses for that hashtag, so I'll be having fun with that later. If anybody wants to consult about for their actions, I think I'm probably going to get a beer across the street someplace. We can talk after this action. But again, thank you so much for coming out. Tell me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what a feminist looks like.
This is what
they can get